Romeo and Juliet, Act 1, Scene 3. Nurse, where's my daughter? Call her forth to me. Now, by my maidenhead, at 12-year-old, I bade her come. What lamb, what ladybird, God forbid. Where's this girl? What Juliet? How now? Who calls? Your mother. Madam, I am here. What is your will? This is the matter. Nurse, give leave a while. We must talk in secret. Nurse, come back again. I have remembered me. Thou's here, our counsel. Thou knowest my daughter of a pretty age. Faith, I can tell her age unto an hour. She's not 14. I'll lay 14 of my teeth, and yet, to my teeth be it spoken, I have but 4. She is not 14. How long is it now till Lammas died? A fortnight and odd days. Even or odd, of all days in the year, come Lammas Eve at night, shall she be 14. Susan and she, God rest all Christian souls, were of an age. Well, Susan is with God. She was too good for me. But, as I said, on Lammas Eve at night shall she be 14. That shall she. Marry, I remember it well. 'Tis since the earthquake, now 11 years, since she was weaned. I never shall forget it. Of all the days of the year, upon that day. For I had then laid wormwood to my duck, sitting in the sun under the dovehouse wall. My lord and you were then at Mantua. Nay, I do bear a brain. But as I said, when it did taste the wormwood on the nipple of my dug, and felt it bitter, pretty fool, to see it tetchy and fall out with a dug. Shake, quoth the dovehouse. 'Twas no need, I trow, to bid me trudge. And since that time, it is 11 years, for then she could stand alone, nay, by the rood. She could have run and waddled all about, but even the days before she broke her brow. And then my husband, God be with his soul, he was a merry man, took up the child. Yea, quoth he, dost thou fall upon thy face? Thou wilt fall backward when thou hast more wit, wilt thou not, Jewel? And, by my holy dame, the pretty wretch left crying and said, Ay, to see now how a jest shall come about. I warrant, and I should live 1,000 years, I never should forget it. Wilt thou not, Jewel? Quoth he, and, pretty fool, it stinted, and said, Ay. Enough of this, I pray thee, hold thy peace. Yes, madam, yet I cannot choose but laugh, to think it would leave crying and say, Ay. And yet, I warrant, it had upon its brow a bump as big as a young cockerel stone, a perilous knock, and it cried bitterly. Yea, quoth my husband, fallest upon thy face, thou wilt fall backward when thou comest to age. Wilt thou not, Jewel? It stinted, and said, Ay. And stint thou too, I pray thee, nurse, say I. Peace I have done. God mark thee to his grace. Thou wast the prettiest babe that ever I nursed. I might live to see thee married once. I have my wish. Marry, that marry is the very theme I came to talk of. Tell me, daughter Juliet, how stands your disposition to be married? It is an honour that I dream not of. An honour? Were not I thine only nurse, I would say thou hadst sucked wisdom from thy teat. Well, think of marriage now. Younger than you, here in Verona, ladies of esteem are made already mothers. By my count, I was your mother much upon these years that you are now a maid. Thus, then in brief, the valiant Paris seeks you for his love. A man, young lady, lady, such a man as all the world. Why, he's a man of wax. Verona's summer hath not such a flower. Nay, he's a flower, in faith, a very flower. What say you, can you love the gentleman? This night you shall behold him at our feast. Read o'er the volume of young Paris's face, and find delight writ there with beauty's pen. Examine every married lineament, and see how one another lends content. and what obscured in the spare volume lies, I'm written in the margin of his eyes. This precious book of love, this unbound lover, to beautify him only lacks a cover. The fish lives in the sea, and 'tis much pride, for fair without the fair within to hide. That book in many's eyes doth share the glory, that in gold class locks in the golden story. So shall you share all that he doth possess, by having him, making yourself no less. No less? Nay, bicker, women grow by men. Speak briefly, can you like of Paris, love? I'll look to like, if he's looking liking move, but no more deep will I in dart mine eye, and your consent gives strength to make it fly. Madam, the guests are come, supper served up, you called, my young lady asked for, the nurse cursed in the pantry, and everything in extremity. I must hence to wait, I beseech you, follow straight. We follow thee, Juliet, the county stays. Go, girl, seek happy nights to happy days.